Scientists at Yale and other universities came to some surprising findings when they studied a group of genetically modified mosquitoes released in Brazil. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
A biotech company released tens of millions of male mosquitoes over the course of 2 years. They were genetically modified to produce sterile offspring. The company wanted to prevent the spread of diseases like malaria and Zika by culling the mosquito population.
The idea would be that when these males mated with females, the offspring would die, and therefore the overall population size of the mosquitoes would decline.
Jeffrey Powell is a Yale professor. He studied some mosquitoes in Brazil to find out how the release went.
What we found was unexpected. It was unpredicted.
Scientists found hybrids of the genetically modified mosquitoes and the native mosquitoes, meaning some offspring weren't sterile.
We don't know what the effect of having this kind of hybrid population is. These could be stronger mosquitoes, harder to control. That we just don't know.
Powell says scientists need to monitor these kinds of genetically modified releases carefully to make sure they don't produce even more unexpected results. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.